This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Up next, D.D. Denton Day. Man, what I would give to be able to just be on the microphone with Denton Day. Can you imagine being on a mic with Denton Day for 3 hours? I mean, how could you not win?
The football games we did last season with him and Linnell.
Yeah, but and that was good. And I love Big L. I'll tell you what. I love those guys because they wear their emotions not only on their sleeves, but on the under, all the way from top to bottom. And when the hell, one of my biggest moments in sports will always be Denton Day and Linnell Willingham, B_BTP, on the Hail Mary.
I remember that. I remember that. You were here too.
I was there. Yeah. I'm just looking at him.
Yeah, man.
And it's not fake. The beauty about why I love this fan base.
Let me tell you, your mood that day, I'll never forget as well, because you're standing here getting ready to do the post game, and you're about to just tear into him.
You were so mad,
and you're about at the end, that ball comes down, man, and I just saw the smile creep across your face.
Yeah, it did, because, dude, I was going to, it was probably been my last day, because how the hell do you lose to the Bears? And I'm like, I was so
especially
angry.
After the Bears last year, too, the game before.
Yeah, the Bears in a year. Let me tell you what. They stink. And I'm going, we messing around in an alligator, wrestling an alligator against the Chicago Bears. And I knew that the kickback from that would mean that we weren't as good as I thought we were. It changed everything. It would have been, that would have been a ripple. We would not be able to. But Denton and Linnell. And I saw the genuine enthusiasm. He screamed. They were hollering. And I realized they came up, their era, they were like in the desert. They've seen no success.
I know.
So that wasn't fake. These brothers are real. Their pregame show is money because it's so authentic. They really care. And they have been out on the desert. They've seen very little to anything. It's been run by a clown show. They've been watching the circus their entire being. And now that they have power of the microphone and control of it, it's fascinating to me. And I will never, ever, ever forget that moment of the Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah. That's off there. It's like the Cowboy Killer Santana Moss game on that Monday night. It's just one of those games you just don't forget. Like,
man, every time we get Tana on, the thing about Santana is so cool. Is that he just rolls with it. I guess if you hit the winning home run to win a World Series, or you do something that you never would get tired of it. It's like winning a Super Bowl. Being on a Super Bowl winning team allows you the fact to say that moment that the gun went off, you kind of remember everything from the locker room celebration, being on the field, and you just can't get it out of your mind. That every party that was going on in the country and around the world had some stake in it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Michael, you've been real patient out in the District of Columbia. Welcome home.
Thanks, Doc. First off, I want to thank you for giving a tip of the hat to recreation employees.
Oh, man. Listen.
Even
if you got
that was my career.
If your
that
mom
was my
working,
career, that's where I spent my time.
You did it? You did it?
Yeah. Yeah, I did it for almost 30 years.
Oh, man. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. So,
awesome.
I changed careers. I changed careers and went into Parks and Rec on my own because that's where I thought, that's where my passion was. Coaching and youth development. I was trained as a lawyer. I changed careers. I did not want to do that anymore. Anyway, I'm going to talk about myself. I'm going to talk about the others.
Okay.
I went into Parks and Recreation. And I saw the most dedicated employees I ever seen in my life. Working 6 days a week, 10, 12 hours a day, taking kids home, feeding them, being there as their mom and their dad. I remember I had this conversation with a guy, and he said, you know, Mike, you made the best decision you could have ever made. You're doing God's work. And I was stunned. And it was true. I went home, and I just felt so great about what I was doing and what others were doing. We were filling in the gaps. So I want to thank you for giving it, because it never happens. Getting the tip of the hat to recreation employees and those kids, those adults, men and women, who are out here being parents to kids.
Yeah, I really think, when I say I was lucky, I'm Southern Maryland, and when you were able to speak to a group, a couple hundred workers, and I think it's very important that people understand if your father was in the service and overseas, and you just deal with your one parent, your mom or whatever, and let's say you have a car or don't have a car. And those recreation things are going, I'll tell you, intimate story. My man Heavy Metal, his two darlings are in a art and craft deal today at a place, all the sponsorship ties I won't mention. But I tip my hat to them. This for free. And they're allowing it to happen. And so your girls will get to find those kind of people. We don't talk about them enough, like Little League coaches, volunteer coaches, our teachers. Now, I feel, again, somebody had Linnell Willingham in their class. They had that person's a saint, okay?
And yet, I wasn't great in school either with some of those teachers.
Oh,
man.
Come on, Mel. But all I'm saying is that when it comes to your first interaction in a swimming pool, the YMCA. It's not in my backyard. We'd have a pool in our whole neighborhood, maybe in the city.
Right.
And so without these people that set that foundation, that have to co-parent you, is priceless. And I think it's a damn sin that it's not mentioned more on sports radio networks, because
it's
the incubator for most of the talent that comes up.
And as you were talking, it was right in my face. I mean, last night, my two youngest boys, they followed in my footsteps, and they have other careers, but they're coaches. One's a baseball coach, the other one's a football coach. My youngest is a football coach. Just last night, my basement was full of boys. They had 5-6 boys downstairs. I had to go downstairs and holler at them, keep the noise down. But that's what they do. And they're down there eating up everything in the refrigerator. They're playing video games. They got activities they're doing to today, but the lineage continues. They saw me. They saw what Dad did. Just like you were saying, somebody's father might have been a police officer and they're going to law enforcement. Well, that's our family business. And I'm just so proud that these boys are carrying that lineage on. And it's thankless. If you ever get thanks for this, you just do it. You do it for the love of the community. You do it for the love of these children. And you do it. And so when you said that, I just sat up. Somebody said something about recreation workers?
Yep.
Oh, I got to hold on.
Well, I appreciate you, dog. I appreciate you. It's
yes,
the spirit.
Likewise.
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep influencing. And we have to have this. And I'll say this. The Commanders have done one heck of a job, because I had a chance to go to several D.C. firehouses. And I hope it continues, watching people that put their life on the line for us so that we can watch games in with widescreens and do our thing. And they got to run into burning buildings. I told the firefighters, you know, you run in, I run out. That's the difference. I'm not built for it. They are. It's protection.
Exactly.
I wish we had the same relationship with law enforcement. I think we have to bridge the gaps because everybody in here is highly competitive and they're doing things to help us so we can enjoy games, you know, sports. There are some places around the world we're not able, you wouldn't be able to enjoy sports the way we do. I never, ever take that for granted. Appreciate you, man. Keep it, keep it alive. Okay, you got it.
You too, man.
1-800-636-1067 is our number. It is 210 in the nation's capital. And Vernon Dean is chomping at the bit. So I can't wait to get the former champion here back at home. Let's go out to Larry in La Plata.
Doctor, how are you?
I'm fantastic, man. How could I not be?
Let's talk local for a second.
Okay.
McMillan and Elmore. And
oh,
I would argue, Doc,
that
ACC tournament game against North Carolina State, that double overtime loss, is easily one of the greatest basketball games ever played.
You are lying. You know that I've heard it from Coach Sheehan a million times, play by play, and it is wow. But, you know, it was just so rotten that the rules are what they were and how much we were robbed. We were robbed of sports entertainment because of that.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think, let's just hypothetically, if Maryland had beaten NC State, would Maryland have beaten your beloved UCLA Bruins with Walton and Wooden? What do you think?
Well, I think you already know the answer to that. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Because that was the Walton. Was that the Walton teams or
Jabbar? That was the year that NC State beat Walton and Wooden.
Right.
And
well,
NC
you know
State
what?
Won the championship that
team,
year.
That team was so good, all kidding aside. Hey, man, anything could have happened if they got in it.
That's true.
Had they gotten it, anything could have happened because the Bruins had what they had, but somebody beat them, and it very well could have been could have been them.
Real quick, Doc, and I've been meaning to do this for like months and months and months. I just want to issue a shout out to Jerry Smith, the former tight end for the Redskins.
Absolutely, 87.
He was years and years ahead of his time, given his physical size. What he was able to do on the football field, block, run. He would have fit right in with tight ends today, and he doesn't get enough credit. I mean, Jerry Smith, he was a bad man. He really was, and he deserves a whole lot more credit and attention that he's gotten historically. But, I just wanted to throw that out.
No, you're absolutely right, man. One of the highlights for me were during the strike. We had the a game that we played out in Los Angeles in the middle of one of the strikes, and Jerry coached it. What an honor that was. We were over in the old stadium having practices, and, Brig Owens was his roommate, great friend, and Brig was my everything. This brother was so helpful to me. And Jerry just dynamic because he was like Kelsey and the guys now in that, he was a two-way guy. He wasn't just a receiver. He was knocking people off the ball, the line of scrimmage, running over people. And what he had to overcome at the time in which in this country was amazing. Thank you for that that memory on that Jerry Smith, who was just, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. Break we go. We come back. Vernon Dean will join us, and we'll keep the keep it going. Also, shout out to the D.C. Divas, Rich Daniel. I tell you what, should be up for Executive of the Year. Divas getting ready for World Championship competition. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, sookie, sookie, as Coach would say. Back here with you on Overtime, 106.7 The Fan. Team 980, heavy metal in charge of everything of significance. And I take great honor in bringing in my old teammate, my homeboy from the West Coast, who is a champion. Not once, not twice, but he just keeps winning. And this latest one happened here on the local home front, DC Defenders. I mean, we got DC Divas about to win one. And what you guys just pulled off, first of all, VD, thank you and welcome home. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Doc. I'm doing great.
This championship, I mean, you've won them on damn near every level. The Defenders coaching change, I mean, how satisfying is this one based on all the change you just incurred?
Right. Well, we did have a lot of adversity, and oftentimes when there's change, atop at the head, you know, it can go either way. But I think it kind of galvanized us. It kind of brought us together. And not only that, we really have some good coaches. We really do.
Well, I mean, but losing some guys that you've been had relationship with for some time, it right. had to be tough. It's not the easiest thing to work right. and practice in one state, play your games in another state. This right. league is doing what it's got to do to survive, right. and it looks like it's right. thriving.
Right. Well, you're right. It is tough. Now, what we do is both teams are on the same plane, which is a little different.
Boy, that makes see that whenever you tell me that,
yeah,
it's like I can't imagine we yeah, being on the tough, plane man. With the Cowboys.
No. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen. I mean, even in our league, it's difficult, you know, because, I mean, you get ready to do battle against your opponent, and you stand at your opponent going to play in their stadium or our stadium. So it's a little different.
But do they block off the corridor? And again, Vernon Dean is courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Thank God for them. Providing this intel, do you use the same bathroom? Do you bump into each other? I mean, describe what happens on the airplane. Does it blocked off?
No. So one team boards first. If I'm not mistaken, the home team boards last. Okay, so the visiting team will board first, and then the home team boards last.
Can you imagine this?
How do like fights not break out and stuff? You just
Most of these guys are professional. They're professional. Okay. They understand what the league is all about. And then obviously, if you do fight, there are repercussions. You know, so you can lose your job. You know, but there's a lot of talk, trash talking after the game. You know, if you win, lose, or whatever, there's a lot of talk trash. And that's expected.
Yeah,
but it's harmless. It's harmless.
This week, in your old stomping grounds, where you won and earned the championship and all the pedigree, a guy you went up against every day in practice, just had his jersey retired, and James Arthur Monk. Can you share with our audience maybe some tidbits or things about maybe the first couple times you guys mixed it up?
Well, first of all, Art's a beast. He really is. Was a beast. You know, and the first time I ever ran up against Art was obviously my rookie year in minicamp. And, you know, for most people, Art was a big receiver. He was one of the first big receivers.
Yep.
You know, and most people, I don't know if they know this, but Art originally was a running back.
Right.
Originally was a running back.
Right.
You know, and that's why he did so well after he caught the ball.
Right.
And I tell you what, man, he was a beast, man. He was strong. You know, it's hard to get your hands on him. And once you got your hands on him, you know how to get your hands off of him. Had a tremendous catch radius. And I think that's one thing that people don't realize. You know, Art can catch the ball anywhere. All you had to do was put the ball in the area, and he can catch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's those days in the beginning, building a champion, seeing, you know, the young guys come in and develop. And that's where we're at right now with this team, the Commanders. They're trying to develop. And you know now as a coach, they get a Von Miller. They've got some guys that have salt and pepper in their beards, but they're also, what is the key to being effective in your latter years in the NFL? Right.
Well, first of all, nowadays, most of these guys really take care of their bodies. That's the main thing, is being able, taking care of your body, staying healthy. Because, you know, Von Miller, he's going to be productive. The main thing for him, he's just got to stay healthy. The next thing is knowledge. You know, I mean, and if you think about it, it's probably not an offensive tackle that Von Miller does not have a book on. Because he's going against just about everybody. You know, so – I think experience and knowledge, that's the key.
Yeah, I feel good about it. It gives you, as a DB and a DB coach, Terry McLaurin right now, he's in the middle of a negotiation.
Yeah.
My posture is that I stay out of other people's business when it comes to money.
Right.
But evaluate him as a DB coach, as a corner,
and
see his value.
Well, he's highly productive. You know, and he's been productive over the past couple of years. He's definitely a number one receiver. You know, even though they bought Debo, whatever the guy is,
they bought
him in. But I still think McLaurin is a highly productive number one receiver in this league, and he should be paid that way. That's just my opinion. But I don't see him on a day to day basis. You know, so but the only thing I. Whenever I do see him in a game, he's very productive.
Well, as a corner, as a man who stopped as many people as you stopped in this league, and now you teach it, you preach it, you coach it, and once again, we got to call you champ again. I know you used to it because you do. You've done a lot of winning, man. And we're better off when you're on our air. I appreciate that. I know you got a shout out for the DC Divas because they finna lock it up and try to win another world championship.
Oh wow! Yep. That. Yeah, they're actually pretty good. Hey, just another point on McLaurin.
Okay.
I got a chance to watch him a couple years ago against the Eagles.
Right.
And they got some pretty good DBs.
Right.
But they actually doubled him.
Right.
So that's the respect that he's getting.
Amen.
I mean, he's getting double coverage.
Right. Two years ago. Right.
And then when they did single him,
he killed him.
He killed him.
Yeah.
So when you got that guy that's demanding double coverage, you know, he's the number one receiver. Ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, next time we get you on here, we'll get you to break down some quarterbacks. Hey, man, okay. Get back to your barbecue. And is your boy Carpenter, did he fly in for it?
No, he didn't. He didn't fly in. I think he told me he was in St. Martin's or something.
Vineyard. Yeah, well, he's got it that way. Vernon, love you, man. Appreciate you. And your kids, are the boys getting healthier? I know we had an accident. Okay, yep. Good.
Yep. Both of them are good, man. And
okay,
thanks
good.
For that. Thanks for that. And thanks for having me on the show, Doc.
All right, man. You know forever. That is Vernon Dean, old number 32. Just call him champion. And, man, we just came. That rude guest hotline, man, it is delivering like nobody's business. We'll take a time out, and we come back. And we want to hear a little bit more from Heavy Metal. Because you know what I found? You guys love his lifestyle. So do I. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Denton Day bringing the heat at 3 p.m., man. The brother's going to be throwing flame. I hope you guys have your protective gear on, because you're going to need protective gear when Denton Day gets behind this microphone. If not, you're going to get scorched.
A full contact radio coming up.
Yeah, full contact radio, courtesy of Denton Day. Anybody that has spent as much time as Denton Day has spent with Coach Sheehan, I mean, how can he lose? It's almost like how some people in the regular world, how they credit academia and think that Ivy League is a prestigious move when it comes to how people perceive you.
You know, my girl is a Princeton grad.
She's Princeton grad?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, yeah. See? But see, but what do you think for Denton Day? It's like he got an education. He's working with Coach Sheehan. I mean, and we talked about it, and all kidding aside, the day that Denton Day and Big L were together in the post game, and that immaculate reception, it changed everything.
Oh, yeah.
It changed everything. And their youthful enthusiasm is what I just cannot get out of my mind. And you're right. You're so observant. I was so angry because we'd almost lost.
I've never seen your face change the way it did that way, like that. Where you were so mad, and then all of a sudden you're smiling.
I was so angry because I'm like, how do people take you seriously if you lose to the Bears? I mean, nobody loses to the Bears. It's an absolute F train.
They lost like 9 straight after that or something too, right? Like they just crashed and burned.
Hyped up. Now, this season, for their sake, I hope is better. Because there are a lot of people, and Denton Day, when he comes up at 3, he'll probably be a better way to describe this than I, because he's big into wagering. But there are a lot of people going to win big or lose big on the coaching change, which has such a ripple effect, because Detroit has got to prove now that it can win with 2 new cords. If you don't think it's important, go rewind to the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, if your coordinators are worth their weight in gold, your team cannot be the same without them unless you get different players or you add some additives. Something's got to change the deal. What Detroit did, playing shorthanded, and nobody cares because injuries are a part of the game. But for me, Washington and his validation is this season. Because the world champs are in your backyard, that's good. You get 2 shots at them. Because to win it all, you have to be able to beat the Eagles. And what's the Eagles' game? Bully ball. Now, are you more afraid of bully ball than dealing with Mahomes or dealing with Baltimore? Because either you got to deal with brute force or you got to deal with a ski level that slits your throat with a razor blade. And that's a passer.
To be fair, the last loss that the Eagles had was to the Commanders.
Yeah, I can say that.
That's the last game they lost.
Okay, and then I'm going to give you a Linnell Willingham version of the pom-poms. The moment their starting quarterback leaves the game, I'm going to whip your behind if you don't win the game. Beating them with their backup quarterback in, that only impressed people that are betting.
Let me tell you, with the way their defense made Patrick Mahomes look in the Super Bowl, it didn't matter if their backup quarterback was in or not.
No, that I got that. I'm not saying that about Kansas City. I'm saying about Washington. You beat them at Hurts full strength, then I tip my hat.
My point is that defense and what the Eagles defense did to Mahomes.
Yeah,
That defense didn't have a backup quarterback in. That defense was still out on that field.
And I love the way they approached the game. But that's only your front office. The Kansas City Chiefs front office got beat. How do you have Rembrandt at quarterback and you end up and you got some guy, Pop Warner guys playing? How the hell do you end up without a left tackle? That is absolutely criminal. Now, they had youth on their defense. They won with youth. I have never, ever, ever begrudged the fact that their receivers have never really impressed me. One at a time. They got Kelsey. And he is in back. I grew up, I'm old enough, with 33 speed on your record was a speed. He's at 33 right now. 45, 33. Yeah, so if you can't beat them and stop that, you're not credible. I mean, this is what we got to look at this. That's the thing about aging.
They still won the AFC.
No, and I love the way that, because they have him, that dude, and they got some young people on their defense that are trying to make a name for themselves, and they have a Hall of Famer at defensive tackle. So they get penetration. They are disruptive because he's a monster.
Yeah.
See, we so used to watching our guys who play catch, they catch the linemen. No, this brother goes through people. Yeah, he's there. I'm not looking for you to play catch on defensive line. I'm looking for you to be explosive and destructive. So we got to get some hell raisers. And to be honest with you, the state of your unit is a perfect idea of when Von comes in and they want to have a parade. Von Miller was a monster. Now, he may have some monster in him now, but how much? Then we go back to Zach. We go back.
Incredibly smart player too, though.
Yeah, no, Von he's Miller genius, and he can help
all
you.
All above the neck, man. Like,
he can help you in a multitude of ways.
Oh yeah.
But when Philly's O line, see, they go big. See, all them accolades, they don't matter when you go big on somebody, because you take away his speed. You run over them. What's the shortest path? Straight ahead. And here's what the Eagles can tell you: we'll run the ball down your throat, and you got no chance of doing that to us. They're not wrong till you prove them wrong. So that's what I'm saying. All this talk and wideouts and practices and throwing with on air, man, that's it. That is all for fans. That game is going to be won in the trenches. And until I see, and our most brutal dude is out, Cosme. So check yourself. Now, if you're drinking, if you're on that pipe, hey, I get it. I understand why you say what you say. But other than that, man, some of y'all change this topic when it comes to pro football. But all at 3 o'clock, it'll all be settled. I just looked over Dent Day's shoulder. I looked over the room. You ought to see the lineup. You should see the plans he has. You think Linnell Willingham is an author. Wait till you see this brother. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait. I'm so proud of the Divas. You know what? We got to get next season for sure. Have you taken the girls out live to see DC Divas? Oh, my goodness.
Not yet.
That's my fault. That's on me. That's my fault.
You want to go to the game with the kids? I'll take you. Let's go.
Yeah, you
next season? I'll go with you. Let's bring the kids.
Preseason. No, we do the real
next season.
Yeah, next season. Yeah. Real season.
That's what I mean. Next season. I didn't say preseason. I said next season.
Yeah.
I'll bring the kids. Let's all go. You can go out.
Well, no, I'm working. I'll be working.
Oh, you've been
but
working.
I do know some people high up in the organization. And so I do think that I may have the ability to Rich Daniel. We kind of go way back. No, really, Rich does a hell of a job. That's what I want to see my ownership look like. He's taping. He's filming. He's on the film crew. He's on the laundry crew. He's on the concessions. He's taking tickets. He's an entrepreneur, but his product is good. I understand the awards are being issued out tonight, and I really am hopeful that the Divas will get their recognition. Kanji Aldi, the quarterback, she is an absolute baron because she throws it. She'll run around. She's deceiving in her ability to make people miss, but she gets it done. And I'm just hopeful that we'll have another champion here. I'm telling you, we're getting closer. And the Wizards in the Summer League, I'm going thumbs up now. I've been impressed, which is rare for me with them, but I got to give it up. So that's where we stand. At 2:43 here in the nation's capital, we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll take one last stab at opening it up for you. So 1-800-636-1067. Jump on board as we take this up to Denton Day at 3 o'clock. .248 and counting. It's kind of sad because I'm going to have to say goodbye, but the good news is that this Denton Day, man, this brother, he's on absolute fire. He's got three telephones in the office he's in. They're all ringing off the hook. People are actually calling him trying to get on the air. They want to join him. He's got that kind of pull. But before we make this wrap, let's get out to Steve in Silver Spring.
Doc, how you doing?
I'm better than ever.
Good. Hey, Doc, piggyback on what you said. Like, so last winter, I was in New Orleans. My cousin lives out there. I didn't go to the Super Bowl, but he invited me out for some of the festivities over the week, right? We were in the French Quarter, and I was down there at a restaurant, and some of the Eagles' offensive linemen came out of a restaurant, Doc. and I asked...
Would they block the sun?
Hey, Doc, I said, are those men or gorillas? I said, Jesus Christ. I mean, Doc, they said Kelce was one of the smaller ones.
Yeah,
the one that retired, the center.
The center. Yeah, he was.
Hey, Doc, you talking about some grown-ass men, man. I said, them dudes look like gorillas, Doc. I said, man, look, if we got to play against that, Jesus Christ. That's all I wanted to say, Doc.
You got it, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, Doc.
I remember the first time I saw Ed Too Tall Jones in a game, and you're seeing yourself, you know, you break the huddle, and it was one of the lead nose inside trap plays we have where the Titans, we had to come in motion, and you got to block somebody. He looked like he was 400 pounds. I was like going, man, I definitely signed up. I signed the wrong application, and they end up putting me in there. But, no, you have to – that's why you have to be at a pitch fever of close to insanity to even play this game. Because if somebody just walked in and showed you somebody and said, this is the gentleman we're going to ask, we're going to pay you to go and hit this dude, you would pass. You would say, you got to be out of your mind. So, but that's what the Eagles remind me of. Ed Too Tall Jones, like three or four. Like
he's too tall, man.
Like
he's
Jumpy
a big dude.
Gathers. When Jumpy was here, ask B. Mitch about Jumpy Gathers. There been some. It's not like everybody in the league is like that. But when you get these in there, Dave Butts. I played against Dave Butts before. When you break the huddle, you don't believe it. See, I didn't say who. I said, what is that?
It's a mountain of a man.
His brother's like a block of ice. And he had athleticism. So size in this sport, not that you can't win. You can get around it. But I'll feel much better once we have a more established running game. So I'm going to take a page out of Linnell Willingham, BTP, underscore BTP. If there was a position group that I am banking on the most in this training camp, what group would that be? For me, it's the running back room. Because I'm at the point now where I can fudge other spots, can't fudge that one. If this team has that type of dude, now they come around, Albert. When you think about Alfred Moore, nobody knew him. Nobody going camp. I was at that. I'm in that camp. I'm looking every day. So you don't have to be that dude. You don't have to be the Heisman Trophy winner. You just got to have a chip on your block. You need to either be in debt or your girl need to be pregnant. You know, it's got to be something that takes you to another level.
Yeah.
That they ain't seen this in you before. And all of a sudden, you running over, running around, making people miss. Man, what's up with that, brother? He's in debt. He need to do something. I don't give a horse manure about the top picks. Now they already got full. I need somebody in there hungry. So that's why I'm so encouraged about the running back room. Also, love the way they're coached. Love the brother that coaches them because he's an absolute dog. When your coach is a dog, I'm telling you, that room is always tight because it's got talent. But we need more than just looking good in our uniform this year. We got to get a thug to come out of that group because we've got to take the pressure off five. And nothing takes the pressure off a quarterback like a running game. Yeah, and now five will have a chance to be crazier than ever. Because I expect him to be better. Can you imagine that?
He's only getting better. I mean,
he's going to be better.
Yeah, we have not seen this guy's ceiling yet. So
he wasn't even close to. He's a rookie. So five's improvement, which is frightening. A running game that I can put my foot on it, as the old folks used to say, put your foot on it. Now I'll start opening up the outlook of what this offense can become. And it's going to have to do it with or without Terry. That's the reality. Brace yourself. You know, I don't care what Willingham says. This is an either-or proposition. We'll either have him or we won't. And the world doesn't stop either way. So that's the only way I can explain it to you. I'm sure Denton Day will have a much easier take on this. He's over there, man. He's working. We got about five people in the office with him. I'd give anything to know exactly what they're talking about. But that's the Sheehan effect. I mean, imagine every day he was with Coach Sheehan every stinking day. I know how good that can be for you, because I used to have that pleasure of being with Coach Sheehan.
I will be working with Sheehan next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Max is out, I think, he must be on vacation, so I'll be filling in that time slot next week. And I think Denton is hosting on Monday, so Sheehan must be out also. But then the whole rest of the week, it's me and Kev.
Well, Sheehan's out a lot. I mean, he's like Johnny Carson. You can't expect him.
Well, Sheehan is only out Monday, and Denton's filling in on Monday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will be me and Kev. So
Denton's in Monday. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, Denton's all over the place, man. Him, I'll tell you, it's this youngest in charge thing. We out in Atlanta. Was that G? Is that G from the shop? No way.
I don't think so.
No way. He's not awake. G out in Atlanta. What's up?
How you doing, Doc? Listen, man. Let me say this, man. When you talk about size, I do remember you guys, and I did get to meet Jumpy Gathers, and I was looking at this team and the size years back when we had Donovan McNabb, and he looked to be the biggest guy on the team at one time. So,
right.
Yeah, that is important. And the other thing is, we got some dogs out there now, Doc.
Yep, I know.
So that's a beautiful thing for me. And we got a dog for a coach, man. So I'm happy about the whole situation, man.
Yeah, I feel good.
All of them playing like they broke.
Yeah, I feel good. But I'll feel better once I see this offensive line. And I check out their mindset. Because we got some work to do.
Hopefully they have that punch him in the mouth mindset that up front. We got
I can't tell because my man didn't show up at the involuntary camp. So we'll see. Hey, man, appreciate you, G. We're going to step aside our final timeout, Brother Metal. And then we'll come back and we'll give we just throwing it. You just give it to him, huh?
You're Denton's up next.
Ladies
yeah.
and gents, the next voice you hear will be Denton Day. D-Day coming at you next. God bless you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.